totally blonde. Baby, baby, baby,
I'm a Rex Marshall. Now, are you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
You're going to have every young buck west of the Missouri around here trying to marry you.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Did you ever notice how many really stupid people you run into during the day?
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
And now, here's Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery with She Said, He Said. It's Talk American Style, presented by Homes for Sale by Montgomery.com. That's Homes, the number four, sale by Montgomery.com. On 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Sure, get you ready for opening day tomorrow. Hope everybody has tickets. I'm sure everybody doesn't because everybody wouldn't fit. So you have room because I won't be there. So good morning and April Fool's Day to each of you. So if somebody woke up this morning and tried to do something, well, you know now that it's April Fool's Day, they can't get you, right? Have you been woke up in the morning and scared half to death with some kind of news?
I've been woke up with tape around the one time, woke up in the morning, went to the kitchen sink, turned on the sink, and I got sprayed with water because somebody taped the handle to the sprayer on the kitchen sink pointing right at me. That was an April Fool's that I got.
How about you, Kathy? We've got Kathleen Kaiser here with Matinee Chat. It's movie time today.
Yay. No, actually, I've never had anyone try to pull a prank on me.
Your whole life, you lucked out without having somebody pull a prank on you?
Yeah, I know. I don't know if that's good or bad. That's right. I don't know if that's good or bad. But nope, nothing here.
Wow. And your kids at 13 years old told you they were pregnant or something like that?
Oh my God, don't wish that on me. I do have a 17-year-old. No.
That's horrible. Someone wrote that on Facebook. They told their parents that they came home. I think she was 16. She said, and told her mom and dad, sat them down, told them she was pregnant. So, poor parents. Good morning, Ardell. She is here today. We're going to talk a little bit about how to barter.
Yes.
How about you? Have you had a prank?
Actually, this morning, pardon me, my husband said my car was not in the driveway. And I'm like, my car has to be in the driveway. He says, Ardell, I'm telling you, the car's not in the driveway. And I said, I put my robe on. I said, if I go upstairs and that car's in the driveway, he goes, April Fool's.
So he was afraid.
Yeah, he better be.
He was on it. Well, there are
some fun things, and we'll be talking about that. Some people put on my Facebook some pranks that happened to them, so we'll be looking at that. You can keep our number, 855-282-8255. That's TALK. 8255 is actually TALK. 855-282-8255. Talk. If you've got a great prank you want to share with us, we'll be picking at the end of the day. Someone is going to win a free oil change from Complete Auto Body and Repair. I mean, that's a great deal. They can be really, they're not cheap anymore.
Especially if you have a Mercedes or something like that.
No.
It's like $150.
Does anybody change their oil themselves? Remember that you'd have the racks in your garage and you'd save those old milk jugs so you could fill them up with the oil if you were, you know, an appropriate, you know, good person and didn't just throw it in the trash can like I would or something and pollute the world. But do you remember seeing that? Like, did your dad do that? I don't think my dad ever changed oil on a car, but other dads did.
Oh yeah. My dad did.
Yeah.
So good thing for, I was the greatest thing ever when those oil change places, you know, when places started doing them for you. So Complete Auto Body, which is just awesome. Awesome place, family owned, and they've getting ready to open another new location. I think over by Westport. I don't have the address in front of me. We'll get more information. But anyway, any of their locations, you can get your oil changed for free if you give the best prank today. So 855-282-8255 is the number. And then also my Facebook, if you happen to be a friend, the question is on there. You're welcome to put your best prank or joke forward on there. This segment is actually brought to you by a new sponsor. We're so excited to have them, Walter's Jewelry. Have you ever been down on Old Main Street in St. Charles?
Mm-hmm, I have.
Well, that's where they're located, is right down there in the old town part.
Right across from Throws and Michelle's.
Yeah. And they are a four-generation family-owned business. They're actually celebrating 100 years in business. How many people can say that?
Not too many.
That's when you know you're doing something right, right?
Right.
Yeah. So they carry the most beautiful and compelling jewelry. They specialize in superior diamonds, fine jewelry. They also do custom design, which is really, you know, cool as well. If you want that special something, or maybe you have something, an heirloom from a family member, and you want to turn that into something of your own, they can do that. And then, of course, they have expert repairs. You don't have to worry when you bring your jewelry into them. I actually had a friend one time that took her jewelry, a ring into a store, and it didn't come back the same ring. Ended up finding out the diamond had been changed. So you really want to go to a reputable place and know that your jewelry is in good hands if you're going to leave it with them. So their number is 636-946-7352, 636-946-7352. I know numbers are hard to remember sometimes, so you can just go to waltersjewelryinc.com and find out everything you need to. So on the show today, coming up, we do have matinee chat with Kathleen Kaiser, and she's going to tell us, I went to the movies last night and got to see a movie. I'll mention that.
She went with another guy.
I did.
And I'm hoping it was your
grandson,
maybe.
Handsome.
Is he really cute? Yes.
Madly in love with him.
Yes, we're going to talk about that movie. I know where you are.
And so we went to see that movie, and Casey and Dylan came. And actually, it was so cute because Casey goes, Mom, she put my hand on her belly, and I felt the baby move right there. Aww. Must have been watching the movie.
Awesome. That's awesome.
And then coming up, if you've ever heard about barter, a lot of times we know, cut my hair and I'll change your oil. That will never happen. But that you think of that kind of bartering, just barter with face to face with that person. You take their product, they take your product, and that's not how it works with you, which is really right. Cool. You can have whatever product you want right. Being a part of your business. So we'll talk more about that too. So, all right. Well, anyone else have something to say for today? Are you guys going to the game tomorrow?
Oh, I wish. No.
No? The tickets are really expensive. What were they, Gordon? You were looking at
them. Well, the cheapest ones that I could find were like $125, $135, and that's Bleacher. Bleacher standing room were like,
which still isn't a bad place to sit.
No, bleachers are fun. Bleachers are a whole lot of fun.
Not like the old bleachers when they had the old Busch Stadium when you went to the football game. They're comfy and it's really a beautiful view.
Right.
It was, the game was supposed to be aired on Monday, actually, April 3rd, but they switched it to prime time. So you can watch it on prime time. That'll be tomorrow night, Sunday night game.
And it's against the
Cubs,
that's right.
Yes, the Cubs. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my husband and I talked about, why did they do that? I mean, you know you're going to sell out a Cards Cubs game anyway.
Yeah.
You know you're going to sell out
a game. It was
kind of
dumb. So, yeah, as far as money goes. Yeah, they should.
I'm just sad.
But the tickets,
I'm not going to be there, I guess. But
do you think it's for the ticket prices? Because, my gosh, tickets were $300 and
maybe,
I mean, really expensive.
Maybe. I'm just thinking you're going to sell out both of those games.
Well, if you go to SeatGeek, which is one of my favorites to check out tickets, they're like, the Cubs games are always the most sold out anyway.
Matt's got something to add to this.
The reason they do that is usually the first game of the year features the defending champion, and it's usually against their chief rival. So like if the Red Sox would have won, it would have probably been a Sunday night game against the Yankees. Or it's either, if it's not against the chief rival, it's against the team they played in the NLCS. So like in years past, like the Cardinals played the Mets after they beat the Mets to go to the World Series. The next year they opened against the Mets. So something like, they're the only game, it's a national audience, it's like to kick off the season. With
then
the
why do we
champ.
Play the Brewers so many times on opening day? Well, you ever notice that?
Yeah. But I mean, at the time, they may not have been the defending champs, or except the one year where they did beat the Brewers to go to the World Series in 11. So
it would be great if opening day was today on April Fool's Day, and they said it was the Cubs, and then another team comes out.
Like the Brewers?
And I was like, April Fool's, that would not be funny.
No,
would it?
That would not be funny at all. Thanks for educating us, Matt, on
I know,
what
why
was
is
happening.
He's, why am I so old and never, ever even heard of that or knew that? And he's so young, and he knows that happens. No one's ever, like, we never caught on. All the years of opening games we've never gone on?
I watch a lot of sports.
He watches a lot of sports.
I catch on to the, I mean, that's just kind of the trends.
Okay.
Like if,
Sorry, I just, a squirrel just ran through the studio.
You guys are, squirrel.
We're all looking.
What's funny is you guys are actually looking for a real squirrel right now. I wish we were live on Facebook. But
Kelly
so you
sees
could
things.
Just see
she sees
that every,
dead people. She
that,
sees stuff that we don't
that everybody
see.
Everybody was looking for the, you, and you all apparently thought the squirrel was that way. And
well, you
so,
were looking in that
that's
direction.
True.
There you go.
There's a giraffe.
The giraffe. That is the April Fool's joke. The giraffe is not going to have a baby. It's just a fat giraffe, and they made everybody watching today. They're going to put up their April Fools.
Just throw a stuffed animal.
That
would have
been classic if they would
have. Have a stuffed animal laying in there on the shavings and making it. But who put the giraffe there? Is that yours, Matt? It's yours.
That
isn't
is not
it?
My giraffe. I believe it's this. Well, I walked in and there were flyers sitting on my board here for the power run of the giraffe. It's a run walk for 5K.
I want to know if there's anybody in the room that has actually watched online the giraffe.
For yes. like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Scrolling, going,
oh,
look,
I
nope,
it every
didn't
morning.
Have it.
Okay.
I'll check next tomorrow.
I caught myself doing it for the first time. I thought, oh my gosh, I really, really need a life. I'm sitting there at midnight and I'm like, I've got to see what everybody's talking about because someone wrote on Facebook, really, are we doing this? Are we spending our life
it's
doing
like watching
it?
Grass grow.
It is worse. It might be worse because a bird might fly by or something watching the grass grow or an animal could run by. The giraffe literally stands there. Now, at one point, I thought, I've never watched this before and I can't, and I'm watching it. And she leaned around and started to like nibble her belly, like must have had an itch or maybe it kicked or something. And I thought, here we go. I've never, and then the other giraffe, there's a giraffe in the next,
yeah, I think that's
almost sell.
I think
stall.
That's
stall.
Yeah, stall.
Stall.
There
like
you go.
Sell.
There you go. Come on, Kelly, you raised horses. You couldn't think of it?
Not this morning, no. So the giraffe and the next one started to kind of kick and buck. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It was jumping around. I thought, he knows the baby's coming. She's itching her belly. I'm going to actually get to see the baby born the first time watching it. Nope. Then they both stood still and nothing happened for like another 15 minutes. And I'm like, okay, I got to go to sleep now. So I turned it off. But that was my big moment.
I think more people are watching the woman that had the giraffe head on, the head of the giraffe on, and she was pregnant and it's all over Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. It was crazy. I do not know this story. That doesn't mean anything. I don't know much, but what?
It came up on my feed and that was all I needed to see. I'm like, I am not getting suckered into watching
no.
this.
No.
Okay, so tell us, what happened?
Was just, she's been videotaping
because you watched
herself.
It.
Well, only for a second.
You did.
But she had a giraffe head on, and she's like 9 months pregnant. She's in the hospital getting ready to have her baby. So videotape this. Here's the giraffe having the baby.
So did she have it on live on Facebook?
No, I don't think so. I mean,
no,
I
it was
oh my
just
gosh,
a
is
joke.
That going to
start? She actually was having the baby.
Is so. That actually going to start happening? Are people going to start doing like live births and funerals and things like that on Facebook?
God, I hope
are we
going
to take it to the limit where we are all our own reality show? That's basically what Facebook is. Right. I mean, or the live feed is like we're our own reality show. Mm-hmm. That's spooky. I hope I don't have to see that. There's going to be some stuff going down. I'm sure of it. Mm-hmm. So some pranks. Does anybody have some good ones that could be played today? Has anyone ever heard putting taken toothpaste and put inside Oreo cookies and putting them back in the package?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Hard boil all the eggs and then put them back in the carton. That's pretty.
That's not too mean. No, that's not
Saran
too
wrap
mean.
On the toilet so when you go, it's straight across. Okay, those are mine. Anyone got some good ones?
I think a good one for single guys is to go up to a girl they think is really hot and they want a date. At their workplace or whatever and say, hey, would you like to go out on a date? And she says, no way. Say, April Fools, I didn't want to go out with you anyway. That'd be great.
Wow.
That's the day. That's the day that you see if she likes you or not.
Oh
that way, if you fail, you've got it out. You've got an out.
What about a dead fish behind someone's like radiator in their vent? Mm-hmm. That would be so mean. Open sardines like in the back trunk or something like that and just put them under something.
You never get that smell out.
They'll always remember you, won't they?
There's some really cool some stuff that companies have done throughout the years. Do you guys remember when Taco Bell said they bought the Liberty Bell? This was in 1996. Taco Bell said they bought the Liberty Bell and they were going to put it up and use it as their new logo.
And I remember the story.
Really?
Yes. It was an April Fool's joke. They didn't do it.
So they did this like on media or just like a rumor?
Yes.
No, it was on media.
Yeah.
Because
I was like, how else do you get a rumor to spread other than media back in that day?
The joke only lasted a couple hours because of the uproar, but then
How about any other big ones like that?
Yeah, the Whopper.
What?
The Whopper. On April 1st of 1998, Burger King put a full page out saying they now have the left-handed Whopper.
Oh, wow.
Was it right-handed before?
No, like, boy. What? Okay, Kelly.
I was going to say, she walked right in there for you, Gordon. She walked right in there.
Wait.
It's like the left-handed coffee cup, Kel.
I know. Well, that's why I was wondering.
Right. There's no such thing.
There isn't.
Right. No.
There is not a set one, but I still don't. Okay, the left-handed coffee cup. Okay, I got it. All right.
YouTube did one called Rick. You know what it's like to get Rickrolled, don't you?
No.
Rickrolled is Rick Ashley. Rick Ashley, what YouTube did one year for April Fool's is that every video that you clicked on went straight to Rick Ashley's video. So every time you clicked on it, Never Gonna Give You Up, you know the song?
Yeah. Oh, now I do. I mean, I was waiting to find out who Rick Ashley was this whole conversation.
Now she knows.
You don't remember?
Now she knows.
There we go.
There we go.
So every time you clicked on anything on YouTube, it would take you to this.
Oh my, that really happened?
Yeah, yes. YouTube did it.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I'd have to say if I was a big company and could afford media, I would definitely do some sort of April Fool's joke that wasn't offensive or hurt someone, because that's great advertisement. Now, Whopper's going to be in my head all day today, and Rick Ashley. So he may make a comeback right now just from this April Fool's joke that he did. So it looks like some of the people on Facebook, Amy had, remember when you had answering machines?
Yes.
And so she actually had a friend call, leave a message on the answering machine like she was a doctor, and leave a message like, you know, that she was pregnant. And they weren't, I guess they were just engaged. So her soon-to-be, which is her husband now, came home and said, is there something that you need to tell me? Because they had this medical message on their phone. Someone put a cowbell up inside an engine and of the head of the mechanic's truck, drove him crazy. And so they, to this day, doesn't know that she is the one who did it. Let's see what else. Oh, this is really good. So Sarah, on April, she has a fairly large family, and I guess they were somewhere on vacation. So they put the clock, set it ahead like 3 hours. And so all day long, her mom's like, couldn't understand why no one was hungry for lunch and why no one, you know, everything was off. And then it wasn't until 9 that night, when she was concerned that no one wanted dinner, that they finally told her it was only 6 o'clock. So all day, they set every clock. And I guess, you know, we didn't have phones. There was nothing, you know, to tell you exactly what time it was. So does someone have an April Fool's to tell us on, hello, welcome to the show. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Bonnie.
It's Mama.
Uh-oh, it's Mom. Hey, Mom, how you doing?
Okay, I wanted to tell you about something I witnessed one time concerning April Fools.
Okay.
It was at a wedding, and when it got to the part in the ceremony where the preacher said, do you take this man to be your lawful wedded husband? And there was a slight pause, and then the bride said, no.
Oh.
And then she said, April Fool.
Oh, that's great.
That's mean.
Bonnie, you should get a free oil change.
Well, I just got one yesterday. It wasn't free.
So for everybody, this is Gordon's mom. It's like so awesome when you call. You guys
couldn't resist that one.
Well, that's awesome.
Because it was on April Fool's Day.
So I've been in your life for how long, and you never told me that story?
I haven't.
Well, no. She never told the other story either that you got to hear first time on a road trip. So,
what other story?
Oh, you know, gold digger.
Oh, I'll have to find out about this later.
Wait a minute, gold digger didn't bring up a story?
She didn't catch it.
You thought you had a hot catch back in the day before you got married.
Oh, that.
Well, you want to tell your son, because it is almost his birthday, which will be Wednesday. You can tell him happy birthday live on air, even though we'll get to see you before that.
Happy birthday, Gordon.
Well, thanks. I'm glad you didn't break out into song.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
Oh, I was hoping, Gordon. She sounds so
cute. I thought she was, too.
She is. She's adorable.
She's precious.
She sounds adorable.
Love you, Mom. Thanks.
You. Okay.
Bye. Love you.
Bye.
She's so cute. They're going on a road trip
adorable.
Sunday.
I just wanted to hug her over, you know.
Yeah, she wants to in person too. So, Gordon, it is your birthday this month. It's Wednesday, and it's a lot of other people's birthday too for April, which is not April Fool's joke. So, if you are an April birthday, here's your horoscope. So, you were transitioning from a go-getter Aries to a slow and steady Taurus. I guess it goes into Taurus or whatever. You'll bring any big plans you dreamed up when the sun was in Aries down to earth. I don't know what that stuff means. Just like flowers in the springtime. This is where you nurture those seeds and work hard to tend them as they grow. It requires a lot of patience, but the payoff is totally worth it. Luckily, Taurus has the resilience to make it all happen for you and excels at working on long-haul projects. So channel your energy into anything you need to grow this month. It might not just happen overnight, but it will happen in the next 30 days. So there you
wow.
go. So
that sounds exciting.
April
Gordon.
Fool's, just kidding. You're not going to get
can't
anything.
Can't wait for May 1st.
So there you go. We do have to take it to a break, but coming up next is Matinee Chat. We are going to be giving away an oil change today from Complete Auto Body and Repair. So give us your best, and we have some good ones, and we'll be sure to pick one as well. So,
hey, we'll be right back on the 590 The Fan.
I said I needed a fool.